Hi everyone, this is Jo Sumner with the last of this current series of Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. And rather than interview somebody else for this show, I thought I'd actually give a few roundup thoughts of my own based on the 50 or so interviews that we've been doing over the last couple of years. And so these are really my thoughts on how to look after yourself and manage the busy, stressful lives that we all seem to lead. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about was getting a balance between giving and receiving. And this is what I see all the time in my own work. So I'm a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, holistic therapist, life coach. And what I tend to see is more people giving more of the time and not actually taking enough time for themselves to receive. Now, I know that the common phrase is actually a give and take, but I don't personally think it's about taking. I think it's about creating a space in which you can receive. And so what is it that I'm talking about giving and receiving? Well, one thing that I think is very important is time. So you give people time, but you also allow yourself time too. And that will really, really increase your level of feeling happy and healthy. So when I think about children, for example, children want your time more than they want the latest Xbox. Okay? The same is true for you to some extent. That ability to give yourself time will actually nourish you more than buying the latest whatever it might be that interests you. So then it's a similar related point, but about giving and receiving attention. And I think for me, this is about a quality of attention. So when you are with somebody, don't have the phone out, don't have the iPad out, don't have the computer on or the two computers on. Actually, just have your attention on them. Give them your attention. And one of the things that I've been studying recently is some of the work around eye contact and maintaining eye contact. Actually, to really encourage somebody to think as creatively as possible, you need to have almost continual eye contact. Now, their eyes will be off in every other direction. That's fine. That's part of the thinking process. But you as a listener, giving really good quality attention, keep the eye contact. So you just keep looking at them softly, not like a crazy person, just softly. And it will really increase their ability to think. And there's some fantastic research by Nancy Klein and others showing that, demonstrating that. But also you need to receive attention. And if you're not getting that from your significant other, from your friends, from your family, you need to ask for it. And this is where my message is about being soft and strong. You need to be able to assert that you need somebody's attention. And it's okay, it's a right, as far as I'm concerned. It is something you have the right to ask for. Okay, and then this sort of third thing for me around giving and receiving was love. So really just understanding that, you know, it's in infinite supply. There's not some sort of end to how much love that you can contain or that you can receive. It's an infinite supply. And in fact, the more you give love, the more you get it. So just not to be afraid. I think that would be the thing I say. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to show that you love people and don't be afraid to be loved. So those were the giving and receiving things I wanted to talk about. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of balance is actually a balance between grounding and inspiration. So when we get stressed, one of the things that happens to our energy is it rushes up out of the body and leaves us in that sort of what we tend to describe as the headless chicken place. So one of the ways that you deal with that is you have to do more things that are grounding. Okay, you have to actually literally walk in nature, gardening, eating foods. We've had several shows which have been around food and nutrition and Ayurveda, and it's about things that literally grow in the earth. So I really do mean eat more potatoes, eat more carrots, things that will actually really earth you. You wouldn't leave your electrics in your house unearthed. Don't leave your own energy system unearthed, okay? And we know that we have friends who are grounding and we have friends who are innovating. Just spend a bit more time with the people who are grounding, okay? And so my final point is this. The balance is inspiration too, because we've all had at some point in our life that time when we just get locked into routine and life is just boring because it's just the same old, same old. Well, if that's something that you're resonating with at the moment, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes a day, I really encourage you to go back to something that sets your, you know, sets you going. So whatever it is, whether it's listening to music that you haven't listened to for 20 years, whether it's, I don't know, it could be playing golf, it could be painting, it could be whatever you have felt in the past has really lit you up, or you discover now lights you up. Make time for it. People don't seem to think it's important, but in terms of well-being, it's absolutely critical. So those are my sort of wrap-up thoughts from this series, and it's just been such a pleasure. And I very much look forward to being with you again. This is Jo Sumner, Feel Good with Jo, and you can find out more about my work at joannesumner.com. Brooklyn's Radio.